team.
Fresh off the Mountain West Championships, Joe Jensen joining us on the program. Of course, Joe named the Mountain West Golf Coach of the Year for the first time. Joe, good to have you on the program. Congratulations on the award. That's got to feel pretty good. Nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, guys. Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, it does. I'm humbled. I'm very grateful for the honor, for sure.
You know, a long time coming for you, you know, building this golf program up in there for 14 years and to earn this honor. You mentioned you're humbled. What does it mean to you for the program, and how did it kind of come to pass this season? You had a nice year. I know you'd have liked to finish a little better at the conference championships, but an overall nice year for you guys.
It is. I bet it turns out, I mean, we're going to be two shots. You know, we were two shots from third place. Fresno finished at minus five. We finished at minus three. But I felt like going in, if we finished in the top three and if we were able to get a quality win, which is against San Diego State, they're a top 20 program, that was going to help us to get into the NCAAs. Now, with that being said, I'm so proud of the kids, and we played hard. And, you know, we made a run of it the last day. So the kids, I'll tell you guys, I give all the credits to the kids. All these years, our conference is so top-heavy in golf. New Mexico, San Diego State, UNLV, I mean, they're always a perennial top 20 programs. And it's just difficult to crack that group. Those teams, and I understand they get national talent, and so we have a good, quiet, good, very competitive program, and we take, you know, kind of mid-level athletic kids and work them hard, play them hard, and they get better. And you know, sometimes weather isn't ideal, but we have such great support. And we travel and we go find green grass, and you know, we host a number of college events, and so we're trying to figure ways to be competitive. But again, I'll say this, guys, I give all the credit to the kids in the program, because they allow me to coach them hard, and they work hard, and they certainly buy into what we're doing, and you know, I'm appreciative of them for sure.
Is the weather really, weather and maybe location, the most difficult things to battle when you're trying to get kids to come up and play golf? Because, I mean, we're sitting here at the end of April, and I know there's a winter weather advisory for you guys in Laramie, but you had a big snowstorm earlier in the week. We're going to get pounded tonight and into tomorrow with snow. I mean, that's got to play a big impact, right?
Well, it does. I mean, but the flip side is, so what I do is, obviously our new building has been a game changer for us. It has been a really, really big deal. And that's number one, but you can never replace playing golf. But what we've been allowed to do is we travel. And honestly, I get kids that understand, I'm going to play you early as a freshman. Let's take our lumps and see how we can do, and you'll grow into your career. For example, a Cheyenne kid, Quentin Pope, certainly he's played hard 2 years. He has a lot of experience. He's had some good rounds and some tough rounds, but that does pay dividends as his career goes on, and you just can't beat that experience. And so me finding kids like that understand the value of the opportunity. We do play a national schedule. We do play in an unbelievable conference. And there's so many good things. But yes, I mean, ideally, we were laughing last week in that snowstorm. I remember sitting in front of the meeting with the kids, like, when all the roads were closed and it was a Friday and we got 12 inches of snow, I said, guys, somehow between now and Tuesday when we leave for conference, we got to figure out how to get better. And, you know, and that's just sort of the idea. So it's finding the kids that understand that and are okay with that and honestly enjoy Laramie and the University of Wyoming. And 'cause you do have to have balance in your life. that have really, over the last couple of years, have been, gosh, they have just been awesome. And I say that, we only lose Cameron Allen, who was a senior, and it is a loss. He had a nice 4 years with us, but we only lose Cameron. So I am excited about the young kids and the young talent in the program.
How could a guy like Drew McCullough, who had an outstanding year, what do you have, like three or four top five finishes this season for you?
Yeah.
How could a guy like that kind of jumpstart? You've had guys like that. You had a Gabe Meyer, going back to David Hearn, who's having a nice career on the PGA Tour. Can a guy like that kind of carry a program and help out and build things a little bit?
You know, Drew's right there. Keith, Drew is right there. We'll see. As the team is, and I'd be surprised if we got in, but Drew is right on the bubble for an individual spot to get into the NCAAs. He's right on the number. So we'll find that out next week. But with that being said, whether he gets in or he doesn't, yes, he's got a college win. And what's funny about that, the pedigree of Drew's teacher is a former player of mine, Jason Eichley, who is Jason is David Hearn's teacher. Jason, through the Wyoming Golf connection, because they didn't necessarily play together, but he carried for David, and now David has two teachers, and Jason's one of David's teachers. And so when you go back to, does Drew have that gear? Drew absolutely does, because he's around it. He's around David. He's around Jason. He's not afraid to be good. Drew really works hard, and I think whether he makes regionals this year or not, I mean, Drew knows what it takes to play at a high level, and I'm excited about that, because he is a guy that can sort of be your number one in your program and sort of move the mark on the other guys on the team for sure.
So how much snow is actually on Jacoby Golf Course right now?
It is one incredible cross-country skiing track right now, guys.
I tell you what, man, that's, again, and you're not making any excuses by no stretch, but my goodness, if you're trying to build a golf program, I mean, I'm not talking about football, men's basketball, all that kind of stuff. We know that the difficulties, but golf has to be the toughest sport to recruit to at the University of Wyoming. And I'm not just saying that because we have you on the show, Coach, because you're sitting here on April 28th with snow on the ground and more to come. And again, you're not making excuses. You're looking at the positive side of things, and I can totally respect that. But, man, if there's one sport where you could, it'd be this.
You know, and I'll say that again. And we talk about it with the kids a lot about getting better and how to get better. And I'll tell you, one of the things I have learned as well is that we run our schedule like a tour guy. Because what a tour guy does, he'll play 3 or 4 weeks in a row. And when he goes home, he puts the clubs away, and he's with family, and he takes care of business and does other things. And then during the course of your season, then you get on the road and you do your training and your practicing and you get your work in on the road. And I would say that's we've become pretty good at that. So when we get on the road, we're very efficient. We make great use of our time. We sort of maximize our ability to be on the road and to practice and to see green grass. So I think, you know, Keith, that has helped us. And I appreciate our administration, because with all this being said, our kids get outstanding grades. We were 3-4 in the fall. The faculty is wonderful, because we do miss school. Tom Berman is so supportive of supporting our programs. So he allows us to travel and to be in warm weather places. So with that being said, we're trying to figure out ways to compete and ways to get kids in and ways to take a kid from Colorado or Arizona and try and convince them that it doesn't usually snow and late April in Laramie, Wyoming. But, you know, it's funny. The kids know, they laugh, because I'm a ski bum. I love to ski. And so sometimes in February, I'll get home from a trip and get up and sneak in a snow day. But, late April at Jacoby National, when we're ready to get going and have a men's club event, it's But it is what it is, you know, and we love living there, and we love representing our University of Wyoming, and in the conference, it's kind of fun because there's a lot of Wyoming support, believe it or not, at where we play the conference championship, Tucson National. So it was a lot of fun to have a lot of, when I say a lot, but when you have 30 or 40 donors and boosters and Wyoming alum watching your kids play, it's pretty neat in Arizona.
Your problem is they should bring back skiing to the University of Wyoming. You could just get kids who play golf and cross country ski, and you could just make use of the course all the time.
You know, wouldn't that I'll sell cross country skis in the wintertime and golf clubs in the summertime.
Yeah, that'd be right up there. Hey, Joe, again, congratulations on the honor, Mountain West Golf Coach of the Year. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Joe.